Out there a little bit today.
It was fun. It's competition. You know, everybody wants to win on both sides of the ball, and we want to get each other better. So I think it was a great day.
What's your relish those one-on-one drills near the beginning of practice?
Yeah, it's a great time to work on your technique, put it on tape, and really to improve and watch yourself compare one from today to yesterday or this week to last week to see how much you came. So I think one-on-one is a great time individually to improve as a player.
You think it's such a great time because you guys are dominating, don't you?
You know, we're having a lot of fun out there, and you know, it's always good when the DBs get their hand on the ball.
Is that something that you think, you know, is your anticipation and instinctiveness going to increase a little bit, Logan, this year as opposed to last?
I would think so. I think with every year and every rep, you know, you kind of gain more confidence. Good rep or bad rep, you try to learn from it. As a DB, have a short memory. So I think I took some of my experiences from last year and took my experiences from yesterday and brought them to today.
What would you say were some of the biggest takeaways from last year for you?
Just had a rookie year, you know, endured the season, felt what that was like. And this year, you know, I'm looking forward to taking this thing one day at a time and having fun in camp, not trying to get through camp, and really trying to get better.
Anything you're applying from last season to this year, maybe changing your offseason program?
Not much. Everything I've done is the same. I try to be, you know, the hardest worker I know, surround myself with hard workers and outwork them, and really just try to improve my game and just get better.
Are you having fun?
Of course. I'm having a lot of fun.
Is there a group personality that different position groups begin to adopt? I mean, you've played the position for a long time.
Yeah.
And every year might have a different personality. Is that accurate?
I'm sure. I mean, it could be. I mean, I don't think we have a personality yet. It's only, you know, week one of training camp. So I'm sure that would will let you guys let us know what the personality is throughout the year, how we're playing. But right now, we're just trying to bond as a group, gel, get used to each other, communicate, and get better.
I'm going to check in at different points.
I'm sure you will.
So you're playing a little bit of safety during the walkthrough portion. Is that comfortable for you at this point?
Yeah, anything they throw at me, defensive back-wise, I'm comfortable with. Yeah.
Is that the first time you've done that this training camp?
There's been wrinkles here and there, but it's nothing too significant.
Logan, how's the communication been between defensive backs right now? Bill said this morning just how important it is for everybody to be on the same page. You get some new pieces in there. Yeah. How has it been so far?
It's been good. It's been better day to day. You know, we're better than we were yesterday, so we're trying to get better than we were today, tomorrow as well.
How valuable is this receiving core in helping you get better, just, you know, going against those guys?
It's good. I mean, you can't ask for a better quarterback to go against a practice. You can't ask for better receivers. They run their routes hard. They try to win every rep. We try to win every rep. That's why at time to time they couldn't get a lot of competition. But, you know, I think as a competitor, you love that. It makes you raise your game.
The value of your teammates at defensive back, a little bit of give and take, learning from Brandon Browner and Darrell Revis, maybe you guys teaching them as well?
Yeah, I think it's a give-and-take relationship. I mean, you got to always respect players of their caliber, but it's not about what they've done. It's what they do here in front of us, in front of myself, each and every day. They're great leaders. They're great players, and they're learning from us. Guys have been in the system a little bit as well, so it's an exact give-and-take relationship.
Speaking of competition, what were your thoughts when you heard they signed Revis and Browner?
I was excited. I was excited to get to know those guys. I knew Darrell a little bit off the field, but just to see him as a player makes me want to raise my game.
So the fact that maybe you dropped down the depth chart automatically didn't bother you at all?
I mean, there's no depth chart right now in you know, week one of training camp. But no, not at all. It make me, regardless, it's competition. And I'm just trying to be a better defensive back regardless who's on the team. So the better players we are, you know, the closer we are to being a better team and winning a Super Bowl. I think that's the grand prize of it all.
Because it seems a little bit more physical, this training camp, you know, we're only 6 days in or whatever it is, but compared to last year?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it's more physical. It's just, you know, the nature of each practice, the nature of competition. I think we have great competitors. I think we had great competitors last year, but, you know, right now, you can't ask for better competitors.
Did you ever sneak a peek at the team leaders from last year and see yourself as the interceptions leader? Did you catch yourself looking at the stats from last year at all?
No, I really didn't, you know, pay too much attention to the stats. I really just... you know, want to help this team and do my job and win a championship.
Kind of an interesting situation with Browner being out the first four games, and obviously that starting spot is kind of wide open. So how are you kind of handling that? Has that changed your approach at all?
No, I'm just trying to take it day by day and trying to improve. And regardless, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I'm trying to enjoy the journey and try to become a better defensive back in the long run.
How much did you work inside last year compared to outside? Did you do both?
Yeah, I did both. But, you know, last year is last year. I'm looking forward to this year and whatever this year has in store for me.
Would you, would
you say like your experience is more like more at one spot or the other in terms of even?
No, not at all. I think last year I was fortunate to be able to learn the entire defense, play multiple positions, and it just allows me to be that much more confident this year, and that's what I'm really excited about.